This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Time now for your comments. Beginning today with reaction to a discussion I had last week with Slate's Michael Kinsley. We talked about how service in the Vietnam War has again become an issue in this year's presidential campaign, and wondered if other generations are bored with our obsession over that war and its implications for politicians. As a member of the younger generation, I believe the short answer is yes, writes listener Neil Blair, who goes on to say, people who avoid an extremely deadly, never declared war are not unpatriotic cowards, they are human beings. And concludes Mr. Blair, this is why Vietnam and possible draft dodging is boring, because finding fault with principle and common sense is a non-issue. But 56-year-old Daniel J. Rourke, a Vietnam vet, disagrees. He notes that avoiding service meant someone else went in your stead. I hope the man who did serve in Howard Dean's place is not now listed on the Vietnam Veterans Wall. Yes, Mr. Rourke says, it does matter. And continuing with comments about politics, yesterday we ran a commentary by Christopher Caldwell of the Weekly Standard, who pointed out an irony: West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd's insistence that the Senate continue debate on the pork-filled omnibus spending bill.
Yes, the very man who has sucked billions in government money into his state, and who once described his ability to deliver pork to West Virginia as his state's only billion-dollar industry.
Christopher Caldwell made a bit of fun about Senator Byrd, and since Senator Byrd is a hero of mine, I want to respond.
Penny Kolb listens to Day to Day on member station WHYY in Philadelphia, but she's a native of West Virginia and a self-described Eisenhower Republican.
Senator Byrd is unafraid to stand up and actually lead, a quality sorely missed in recent times. He takes a stand and buttresses it with his knowledge of history and the Constitution, and I do truly admire him for this. I'm looking forward to the time when I can move back to the mountains, and then I'll get to vote for him. So, Christopher Caldwell, eat your words. Penny Kolb, Hopewell, New Jersey.
And we reported on the release of new information last week showing record levels of worker productivity in this country. KPCC Pasadena listener Steve Lee thought he could put this in perspective for us with a story that goes back a few years, about 4,000 years, really.
Pharaoh tells his head foreman that he isn't getting enough work out of his slaves for the amount of food they eat. The foreman suggests greasing the timbers they use under the heavy granite blocks that are pulled by the slaves, but the Pharaoh insists he doesn't want to invest in any more infrastructure or equipment. Do it with labor, he tells the foreman. Faced with Pharaoh's orders, the foreman tries whipping the 100 slaves, but they insist they are already working as hard as they can. So he lines up all the slaves and kills 10 of them on the spot. The remaining slaves, seeing their possible fate, immediately pull for their lives. The granite block is pulled the same distance in the same amount of time with less workers. The bottom line, 10% increase of productivity and a 10% cut in costs. Of course, these days, employers don't kill their employees, they lay them off. But the result's the same. Work harder or join the unemployed. Steve Lee, La Habra, California.
Thank you for that historical perspective, Mr. Lee. If you hear something that gets you all worked up, or even if we just make you smile, write us and let us know what you think. The address is daytoday@npr.org. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.